Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Feel that things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Barbara Jean Lindsay is an internationally acclaimed psychic, spiritual healer, author, and founder of the online mystery school, Esoteric University. As the Cosmic Oracle, she is a conduit to the powers that be to answer your questions about your future self, past lives, current career, love. She shines light into the darkness to illuminate what was, what may be, and beyond. The readings and advice given by Barbara Jean Lindsay are for entertainment purposes only, should not take the place of any medical, legal, or financial advice given to you by a qualified professional, and are not a substitute for medical, legal, or financial advice. If you need a doctor, call a doctor. If you need to be expanded, call the Cosmic Oracle.
Everyone to the Cosmic Oracle Show. It's official. It's on today from 5 to 7, and today's date is September 4th, 2020. We're coming to you live from, Colville, Washington, which is, somewhere in Washington.
North of Spokane,
Washington, okay? And so I'm here for a gathering. Some friends are getting married on Sunday, and so I'm really excited about that. So we are in Squatch Country. So I have with me today my new cousin that I met. This is Monique Starseed.
Hi, everyone.
And we're going to be talking about all sorts of different subjects, from interplanetary travel to portals and artesians. And I just brought this little cool thing from a Portland artesian crafts store. It's kind of cool, in a mason jar. For those that can't see it, it has these lights, these little fairy lights in a mason jar. It's the coolest thing. I'm really enjoying it and playing with it. So we're going to light up your world today, and all codons on, and we're going to lighten up your heart and expand your consciousness here today. That's our plan. We're sticking to it. We are. So we want to thank you for giving generously to Revolution Radio and keeping us on the air. We're an all-volunteer station. No one gets paid a dime, a nickel, any money at all. We do it all out of the goodness of our hearts. So go to freedomslips.com. That's freedomslips.com. And give whatever you can, $5, $10, to keep us on the air. Also support my work at barbarajeanlindsay.com. Buy my books and get a reading, and I'll help you out any way that I can. So welcome aboard the mothership.
I'm on the mothership.
So let's introduce you to our listeners here. I'll tell you, I met Monique at this wonderful, can I say his name?
Yeah, I think so.
Hail Medic.
Yeah.
At his beautiful home.
Yeah.
And I went there to meet him because I went there to connect with the Sasquatch. And Hill is a beautiful producer of what has he done so far? So
he's
many
done
wonderful
the Sasquatch
things.
Sasquatch Speaks movies. He did it's an Oracle movie. He did there's an Ascension movie out. Oracles of the Ascension.
Oracles of the Ascension. So yes. Check it out, yeah, his work. Mm-hmm. And you're one of his...
He's coming out with a new movie called 5D, and I'm in the movie.
Oh!
Yeah, so I'm a good friend of his. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. And so I was at his house, because, you know, you do that, and he was turning me on to the Sasquatch people. As soon as we drove up, we get out of the car, and I see her... And instant recognition.
Yeah.
It was
just cool. So bizarre.
It really was.
It was like, whoa. And then, because our faces look a lot the same. Compare our faces.
Yeah. Here's our faces. If you can see them, they do look alike. And then
our smiles.
They do. And the first thing I said, you look just like my niece.
Yes.
And so I gave her pictures of my niece, and she looks just like, so Carrie, Heidi, or Mandy, if either one of you are, you'll probably watch this later or part of it. You'll see your other cousin.
Yeah, hey.
So we went in the house, and I started talking about Robert the Bruce.
Yes. No, we were out. We were out talking about him in the parking lot,
okay.
I think.
Yeah, it was in the parking lot.
Yeah, and you were like, yeah, I think probably I'm Scottish. And I went, no way, because I have this rubbing of Robert the Bruce. And I was like, I've got to show you this.
Yeah,
and brought you in, and
yeah,
of course the house was a mess. But
yeah, that's what family doesn't care about that.
They don't, which is nice.
No, yeah. We didn't. And so this beautiful rubbing etching that you had,
and you really just done genealogy or something.
Oh yeah,
so
I did.
I did that.
I found out that my grandfather was Robert the Bruce, King Robert the Bruce, and you're in that.
I'm lineage. Line somewhere. Yeah. So we're cousins.
Yeah, we are. We're cousins from another mother. But actually, I think we're from off planet. So we're going to talk a little about your work and what you do.
Yes.
I think it's exciting. And so we were talking earlier that maybe we knew each other from a courtesan past life.
She came up with that. I don't know. Because I said I was an artisan.
Oh, and I swear you said a courtesan. Okay.
It was artisan. Artisan. I'm a potter.
She's a potter, a Harry Potter.
I could be Harry Potter.
You could. There's a Sasquatch joke, you know. How does, psychics are notoriously known for not doing a good punchline during a joke. Their timing's off. And so it's, what do you call a Sasquatch who works with clay.
I don't know.
Harry Potter.
Oh. you think I'd see that coming.
Yes.
I couldn't see it coming.
That's all I got, man. I'm not good at it. I'm just not good. I will never quit my day job because if I had to count on comedy rhythm and cues, it's not my thing.
You
so
know, that's okay because I've learned to laugh at everything. So
is that
know,
what?
You
okay.
Tell, you can tell me knock jokes and I would laugh.
Oh, I'm not good at those either. I'm not. So let's talk about your work. And so where are you living now?
Yeah. So actually Hale is my landlord. So mm-hmm. I've set up my Potter studio there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working in clay. My hands in clay.
Yeah. Isn't there an Egyptian god that used to do that? There was a, I forget when I went to Egypt, there was a certain god, oh my gosh, that when they actually sculpted the human body out of a clay and known for that. And if any of the listeners remember who that is, let me know if there's an Egyptian god that did that.
Yeah,
that
I'd
worked
love to know
from clay and he was known for actually doing that. And then it reminds me of also of Inky Enlil and that whole Zachariah Sitchin thing of making humans for the first time.
Oh, can you tell me a little bit more about that? Because I don't know.
Yeah, it's mixing clay and but it's mixing DNA and as a worker race. And but we've kind of come out of that. We're in this new age now, or been in the new age. I know it's Kali Yuga. But still, there's that time that we're going to be stepping forward in all of our beauty and powered up. So that powered up part.
Yeah.
That's that Scottish part we were talking about.
Yeah, the power. The power and the strength. Yes.
I got the power.
Yeah. Like, you got the power. I got the power. We got the power.
That's right. That's right.
We got the power.
We got the power. So we thought we'd just kind of hang out this Friday and wish you a good day today. And
yes,
we've been up in the mountains. I thought we might talk a little bit about Sasquatch stories. I was telling mine today. To some friends, and so would you share maybe a Sasquatch story with us?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, the other day, before we came to the conference, the Sasquatch were communicating with by felling trees near our house. So we had a tree fall actually when we were working on the movie. A tree fell that night. We did a night shoot. Yeah. And it was connected to the Sasquatch. And we also think the Arcturians as well were involved with that one. And then a couple days ago, a tree fell and I was like, whoa, what is that? But there was nothing. It sounded like a tree had fallen, but there was nothing there.
Wow.
And so, yeah, the Sasquatch were telling us that they were there. And then I actually came to this conference because we saw a Sasquatch glyph in the driveway.
What?
Yeah. So we stopped and looked at what looked like a pile of sticks, and one, which was mine, had a tent and then like a stick figure dancing. And I said, oh, that's my invitation to the conference. I guess I'm going.
Wow.
And then my friend had a whole other glyph that was very complicated, and mine was simple. Mine was just a girl dancing in a tent.
Wow, so, I love it. And too bad that conference was canceled.
Oh, you know, and so
we're just hanging out having fun anyway.
Yes. Sorry, at the wedding.
Yeah, it's a wedding. Yes. That's right. It's a wedding. And so I know with me, the first glyph I ever saw, and it's kind of surreal. Now, for those that don't know what a glyph is, it's a way that the Sasquatch community, the Sasquatch elders, the Sasquatch clans all over the world, it's a way that they have been communicating with humans is through a glyph. And a glyph can be done where they take wood that's natural. They're all natural things, and they make beautiful art out of them, the Sasquatch do, and gift them to the people. And that can be like in a letter A, which could be the Ari clan or welcome, or it could be an H. And it's done with a stripped wood or with some lichen or with some beautiful flowers or some rocks or stones. But you know that it's not natural. It is definitely a geometric form. It's placed there. And the thing about it is that you feel something with it.
Yeah.
So can you address that?
Yeah.
How did you feel when you had your first lift that you saw?
Yeah, well, I think, first of all, you have to be introduced in that it is a thing, and then you start to look for it. And so a friend had said, hey, when you go out to the forest, because I love to be out in nature, I'm barefoot all summer, he said, just look for these signs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you think back to how many times you've been in the forest and you've seen strange configurations of trees. And you go, wow, no human could do that. Or a storm, like that looks planned. And I was only recently introduced to the Sasquatch. I always just assumed it was God. I grew up in a very respectful kind of Christian background.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always thought that it was somehow like nature, God just did it. And now I know, oh, it's Sasquatch.
Yeah, you can just get an actual
because,
to it.
Yeah, because you get the same kind of feeling, this lovely, juicy God feeling of like I'm loved and I'm cared for. And I would get that same feeling looking at a tree or a glyph.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I know, like, it's a thing. And sometimes I listen to my heart and I will stop and know that there's something in the area for me, and I'll look around and I'll go. And sometimes Holy Spirit will tell me it's to your left, and I'll look to the left or wherever. And so that's how I kind of know where to focus my attention. Yeah. And then sometimes you just know because your eyes are just drawn to it. And then you just sit with it, and there's always a message in there for you. And and it's always around like love for yourself, love for others, moving forward. You know, for me, it's always about how to move forward. What's the next step? Like for me, the last glyph I saw, it was an invitation to the conference. It's canceled, but just an invitation to come hang with good people. So yeah, you never know. It's all an adventure.
I know some people also when they go to walk in the forest, but you don't have to go. See, I thought I'm a city girl, so I'm never going to probably meet one. Then you have to go out in the forest to meet a Sasquatch, and it's just not true. It's a beautiful place to go. You should spend more time there, coulda, shoulda, woulda. But what happens when you get there, you just kind of let go. By letting go, what happens when you let go, when you're walking in that forest and you let go of your mind, of the thinking, and you just start finding this peace, is it automatically when you walk into nature, you go into a fifth dimension space. And that's where they like to communicate, where they come down to communicate at our level, but they're kind of trying to help us to up our level so we can meet with them. So we're kind of meeting that bridge. That bridge is being built on interspecies communication.
Yeah, what a beautiful way to say that.
So it's heart to heart. It has a lot to... I'm such a heart person, and it's not popular out there, okay? Sometimes it's just not. You know, it's just not all about the love. Oh, okay. You know, tell me about the power. I'm into that. Or tell me about organization. I'm into that. But when you say, I'm into love, then everyone goes,
But it is about the receptors, right? I feel like you build a capacity for love, and you recognize it when you see it. But I feel like all my life I've been building a capacity for that, and I get it. Like I've used my mind a lot, but the heart is so important. And once you get that mind-heart connection going, it's the flow we were talking about earlier, the sinking,
where
the synergy.
It becomes more of a natural and a let go. It just has to do with the let go. And when the Squatch come to, they can also come. Mine comes in a smell. It's a real musty, skunky, but a really yummy smell at the same way. Should probably get in a little closer. There we go. I know that the Squatch is in the house by the skunk smell. I just went southern on you. The skunk smell there. So sorry about that.
The southern bell's coming
that
out.
That southern
man.
Bell's coming Barbara. Out now. Oh my God.
Where's your tea?
Yeah, Barbara Jean. But I think that's because Sasquatch, for me, it's because they're becoming more family. And I know that's your work too, that I hadn't found a lot of that love in my family, my genetic family, shall we say, my human skin, I don't know, human suit, avatar body. I mean, I love them and my family loves me, but it wasn't the love that I was looking for. You're looking for love in all the wrong places, you know? And I think the Sasquatch, there's something that they're like masters at helping you heal yourself from that.
Yeah. It's so interesting because one of the things you said made me think of home. Like the Sasquatch feel like home, you know, that loving home. And if you didn't have a safe space at home, obviously you need to find that somewhere. So it's like finding what feels like home, and it's that peacefulness that you know you're secure, they've got your back. Like these big hairy creatures have your back, and you can trust them. And it's a security issue, right, as well, where it's just like I feel safe. Whenever I'm around them, I feel safe and just very secure.
I think so too. And well, and it isn't in for you that are listening, think, God, these girls, you know, I'll have some of what they're having or something. But it's kind of like where it's where you get to be vulnerable.
Yes.
We were talking about that earlier too, about being vulnerable. We don't have a lot of places where we get to be vulnerable in the world. Mm-hmm. Maybe with one or two friends, maybe or, you know, a beloved, a spouse that you feel safe enough to be vulnerable. And I think that's what I feel like when I'm sitting. I have other places like portals. We're going to talk about portals. We're going to talk about all these different aspects of Sasquatch. So whatever you think you knew about Sasquatch, just take that lid off, and we're going to be opening some new doorways about relationship with Sasquatch. And you can ask questions with Monique Starseed here live on Facebook. If you want to ask a question, we'll get to your question here as well. So, here we go. Carlos Dobson, hello, my connection's really bad. Live video kept on hanging. Oh, okay, good. Well, hang in there. I think we're doing good. Reboot and come back, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about Sasquatch then, and the first time that you have you ever seen one?
Not with my physical eyes yet, but mm-hmm. I have smelled the smell, right? Mm-hmm. And I just learned today from a friend that you smell a flower smell,
yes.
And that's females. I've smelled the musky smell and the wet dog smell, which is the male.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I have a male one that I communicate with who is a guide. A guardian, not a guide. They said I didn't need any more guides.
Oh, that's awesome.
But they gave me a Sasquatch guardian.
Does he have a name?
G. Or? We call him G. And
G.
And he's fairly young, and which is suits my energy because I'm young at heart.
Right,
and,
right.
He just got married.
Oh,
so, yeah, we got to attend the marriage ceremony in our lake there you visited.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah. And so that was incredible.
Wow.
It was at sunset, and so we had these gorgeous red and gold colors, and G's clan, who is the Mount Hood clan, was there, and then Cass's clan, their Santa Cruz people. Yeah, and so they came up as well. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was pretty.
What did it look like? Oh, please describe that.
It was really interesting because they all decided to do it in the water. Like, there was something about the being in the water for them that was mm-hmm. more sacred.
And
it was a ceremony. It's very interesting with ceremonies because I have a past training as an ethnographer, so I'm always mm-hmm. interested in how people do things. And like you, how did they do the wedding?
Yes.
it's very similar to like a native ceremony where it was an exchange of vows, but not just between the couple, between the two clans. So it was clans are coming
that.
Together. Yeah.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Why don't we do that? Weddings.
It was powerful, right?
Yeah.
Because you have two very powerful clans coming together.
Oh.
Yeah. And G had gone down to visit when a friend had gone down. So he'd gone down and visited, and that's how he met Cass. Mm-hmm. And Cass isn't her real name. She just thinks it's a funny human name. And so she wants to be called Cass.
Oh,
so,
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're great. They're a lot of fun.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah. So what did her dress look like? I'm all about clothes. You know, do they do anything like that or no?
No, she had jewelry on, but they didn't. There was no dress that I saw. They had special flowers and natural stones and things.
Do they braid their hair or do anything special?
Yes, their hair was braided specially, and then there was they were wearing gifts. Like, there was a lot of exchange of gifts between the clan people.
What did that look like?
It was part of the ceremony in terms of some of it. I couldn't follow the whole thing because it was at a higher frequency
right.
that I could handle.
Right.
So I could see some of it, mm-hmm. but I kept popping out because it was
so high.
Higher than I could actually
to hold.
Hold.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And so I only got to see part of it, but it felt like not just the two were getting married, but the clan and was
like that.
Melding in some way, which is interesting when you think about telepathy and how we are all connected in, you know, with just the cosmic net or whatever you want to call it. But there's actually something almost physical around coming together and choosing to consciously couple.
Right,
and the consciously uncoupling and the consciously coupling, you know, not to use buzzwords, but there it is.
Yeah.
So it's similar to what we do, but it was more expansive.
Yeah, it seems like it. What were their gifts like?
They were stones, like precious stones.
Like that amethyst or?
Well,
crystal or
stones that they carried. So most of us know that if you carry something near your body and your energy, then it your energy is imbued, right?
Right.
With it. And so those are the best kinds of gifts to give. And so they were giving very precious gifts.
That's what I'm thinking. Something really valued. There's
very
value there.
Yeah.
It isn't about going to shopping and buying something.
Yeah.
It's about really giving something
that they value. And they're giving it to you because you're valued.
Right. Yeah. Their heart's in it.
It's
an extension of their heart.
That's it, exactly. And the whole thing of being vulnerable, you're only vulnerable in a place where there's honor. Because you know you're going to be respected and you're going to be honored. And that's what that wedding ceremony felt like. It felt like just very honoring and loving. Like nothing I've ever felt, which is why I think I kept like going in and out of it because I couldn't quite, like my brain couldn't quite handle what they were putting out in terms of immense honor and immense gratitude, and the gifts they were giving were so precious. But I do honestly think they could have picked up a piece of asphalt.
Yeah.
And, you know, carried that around for a couple of years and it'd be like a pearl or a nugget. You know?
Our energy is that precious.
Yeah.
Our intention in that energy, right?
It's intention. It's all about the intention.
Yeah. I wonder if they have any tradition where if she knows she's going to get married that she does certain things with certain things to get it ready or to prepare it.
Oh,
that would be interesting.
Oh, well, Cass is joining us now.
Oh, good.
She said yes. OMG came along too
because
he doesn't want her to say anything, you know, that he doesn't concur with. No, just kidding. They joke around a lot.
Yeah.
G at one point said he was 16 feet tall and I believed him, and he's apparently not that tall. he's a big guy. Cass put him straight. But
Oh, my God.
They're
so cute.
They're cute, right? Yeah.
They hate that, too.
I mean, we're cute.
We're cute. Pretty cute.
We don't mean it in a...
No.
But she said they do prepare. It's something that they can keep it hidden if they want. In terms of, because everyone knows everything, right. But they can keep it hidden. You can choose to have your mate kept hidden, so it's a surprise.
Oh, I like that. I think. Ooh, maybe I like that.
Yeah. And G said he didn't keep it hidden, but Cass did. And so it was a surprise for her when he showed up. I'm getting tingled. That's
really cute. I know.
And
I see you going cling, 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 all these.
Yeah.
And you have your mate.
I'm like,
this is how
I'm
going to do it.
That makes sense. Yeah, right? Oftentimes things we're hearing are just a mirror of what we ourselves will experience. And that's why we're experiencing with our being friends.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Ooh, can you say that again? Because that's a real truth here to our listeners.
Sure. This is what happens for me, is that a lot of times what I'm hearing and the beings that I'm hearing are it's a mirror of what I am experiencing, and that's the frequency that I'm coming in on, so that's the frequency that I'm receiving on, and so I get massive amounts of truth that come true later, right? Yeah, it's like that future intentioning.
Yeah. I see you looking at your future wedding.
Yeah. Right? Oh. Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be fun to get gifts like that?
Yeah.
Well, and the annoying thing, too, is whenever I'm like, when is he going to come? I always get a giggle from people. Like, because they all know apparently who this guy is.
Oh, they do.
And they're like, he's coming.
Well, they won't
tell me anything. So I must have made some sort of contract somewhere. I wanted it to be a surprise.
I love it.
And my human self is like, no, tell me now.
By 6 o'clock.
Like, I'll go to the grocery store and he could be around like on aisle 10. I don't know.
We have new husband fresh on aisle 10.
Monique, right? Aisle 10.
Yeah.
Which is fun, right? It's like a little kid. My mom used to tell the story of like, if you walk into a room full of a pile of like horse poop, then be the girl who says, "Where's the pony?
Where's the pony?" That's why we're blood for sure. We just are. It is written.
Yes. We recognize each other.
Yeah. Wow. So if they're in there here, can they? So how was it? Do they ask their parents permission, or do they?
Yes.
How does that work?
Permissions were asked and given. Mm-hmm. And G was very intentional, very much like, I choose you.
Mm-hmm.
And they balance each other really well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also the adults looking around and going, yeah, you are a good fit.
So do they have some say-so? The clan has some say-so or not?
Yes, the clan does. In fact, they're telling me that if they didn't agree, then the marriage wouldn't have happened.
Wow.
But most Sasquatch are in sync with each other.
Right. It isn't like, you know.
It's not Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
No, because they are at such a higher frequency.
Right.
I mean, they still do get angry and frustrated. They have those emotions.
Especially with us.
Yeah, they still do have those emotions, but they sync better.
Mm-hmm.
They do community better than we do at this time.
Yeah.
I mean, not that it's a comparison, but it kind of is.
Well, we've lost that.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons.
It's taken away from us.
Yeah.
And our focus outside of us, where a lot of their focus is on the inside.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, and when you're settled in yourself, then it's easy to do community.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. You just start from this inner place that you know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I know myself. I'm good with myself.
Yes. G and Cass are fully themselves, right?
Yeah,
So they are their fully authentic selves.
Is there a certain age or is there an age? What are the ages of Sasquatch? Do you have any idea?
In terms of marriage or?
Marriage probably?
Oh, G is a teenager and Cass is a little bit older than he is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
And how is that? And how old are they? I mean, thousands, hundreds, 700, 500, 200.
Cass is saying, just like you wouldn't ask a woman. Don't ask.
I like her.
I know. She's a bit, she's
sassy. She's
sassy.
I like it.
Oh my God.
That's something I would say.
Yeah.
That is hilarious. I'm getting all the tingling on my head. That's a funny part. They're going,
Yeah. But G is a teenage Sasquatch, and so his mustache is still coming in like our teenagers would, right? He does have a little less hair on his face than typical Sasquatch do. And actually, Sue Walker did a picture.
She did.
Yeah, and
I posted it.
Actually, posted it on my page.
So we'll have to look at her page then and find it. And that's Monique Starseed. That's MoniqueUe Starseed, one word, on Facebook. Check her out, and you can find Walker and her beautiful husband. I can see him, Reverend Otter.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And then when I think of them, you can't think of them without Kevin Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole group there and that whole Ponte crew in Albuquerque, New Mexico. somewhere out there? Or
New
am
Mexico.
I wrong?
Yeah,
New Mexico.
I do remember New Mexico.
Yeah. Wow. So you met them in Portland, outside of Portland, Cassian?
I didn't know Sasquatch were a thing until I met a friend and he said, I talked to Sasquatch, and I was like, oh, tell me more, because I'm an experiencer. I want to know more. And at the same time, I was like, well, this is weird.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've seen and done a lot of weird stuff. Yeah. I'm from Portland. So yeah. I was like, all right, well, let's see. And I have a background in experiencing heavenly creatures. So I was like, I wonder if they're just like heavenly creatures. And I've experienced that.
So wait right there. So a heavenly creature. Heavenly creature.
Yeah, so I come from a background that's very... The Bible talks about heavenly creatures at the throne of God. And so when I was experiencing throne room encounters where I was experiencing Father God and healing my father issues, then I ran into some heavenly creatures that are like, I don't know how to describe them. They're all very different, but they're all very fun. And well, some of them are freaky. I'm not going to lie. Some of them are just so powerful that, yeah, there's just a power and a majesty that comes with them. But a lot of them are just like instigators. They're like little fluff balls, or they're sparkles. They're like fairies, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. Where I'd given them that label because that was the schema.
Oh, that's a beautiful
that
name
I understood.
I like that name. I've never heard that name before.
It's something that makes sense to me, and I believe that we all get to make our own sense of things.
Sure.
So from my background, I go, oh, this is kind of like that. But then I realized it is kind of like that, but Sasquatch are their own beings and their own people. And I've been Earth Masters for so long. Like, I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I mean, I'd been to a Sasquatch museum in my teens.
Which one?
The
Where?
One in Willow Creek. Oh. It's outside Willow Creek. Maybe it's not.
Is that in Oregon? Or
California.
Oh, so I know the one out it's by Santa Cruz.
Well, there's one it's outside, in the mountains.
Like in fairy, it's like a total fairy place. And it's outside, this was Santa Cruz, but I can't remember the name of it.
Maybe it's around there.
It's small, really small.
Yes.
Really by one guy.
Yes.
Oh!
Yes.
Fairfield, Fairfax, Fair something.
Yes, something like that,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And when I had visited, I was kind of in tune at that point, but I was still more in the very biblical type of Christianity that wasn't around experiencing. So
right.
I could feel stuff. I just didn't know what to call it.
Yeah.
And so when I walked in, I was like, oh, this feels real. And looking at the evidence, the evidence feels true too,
yeah.
You know, because as a researcher, I look for triangulation and that was in there, and I was like, hmm.
Yeah.
And then I, you know, sometimes you just learn things and then you just don't have anything to do with it. And so it just kind of falls to the side. And then now years later, I'm like, oh, I knew that was true.
I've been to that small museum.
You
it's
have.
Just a really cool,
yes.
Yeah, it's a Sasquatch out front carved.
Yes.
And you walk in, it's like you're in someone's office. It's floor to ceiling,
yes, floor
boards. Books everywhere, and this little guy behind this desk, and I asked him, he started with his Sasquatch story. When you were sold, and he was...
Yes.
You remember his story?
Yeah.
Oh, tell it.
No, I don't remember the story,
okay.
But I just remember...
He was 9 years old. He was camping with his parents. I think I might have told this story before. And he was pissed because his dad was frying him fresh fish that he had just caught for breakfast. And he wanted like Trix or Cheerios or something. So he was pissed at his dad. Now he looks back. He feels terrible, he said. And so he went running off crying, so upset, and he got lost. And when he got lost in the forest, he sat down on a log and started to cry. And he didn't know what he was going to do. He was hysterical. And he looked up and there was a large Sasquatch there.
Yeah.
And he told him, just follow me. And he followed him back to his camp.
Wow.
And he said that incident changed his life forever.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He went on a Sasquatch hunt from then on. And he that's been his whole life.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. And it does that. It kind of gets you and then it holds you.
Yes. It's interesting that you say that because it's true. I remember when I was 13 years old, I was camping. It was a youth camp. We were down in southern Utah and I was experiencing God just laying down, watching the moon on this rock formation. And it was like I was Moses on the mountain, you know, like I was just like, oh,
feeling it all.
And then you put it on the shelf because your brain doesn't know what to do with it, right?
Right, because it's so much.
Because it's so much.
Right,
and then later, it's so big. And later when you look back, you go, wait. And that moment, like I knew God loved me. I knew there was a bigger universe, that there's star people, because I was staring at the stars and going, I know there's more up there, you know? So you have these revelations, I think, as a kid. And you can carry it through. Yeah. And then he actually saw one and it changes
it
you.
It does. It does. I have never seen one myself with my eyes, but also being a psychic, I see better with my eyes closed.
Yeah.
And I tell people that. I go, hey, if you really want to see the world, maybe in a psychic point of view, the best way to see the world is with your eyes closed. Because when your eyes close, you let go of all that in a way, it doesn't serve you. You go up into your upper chakras and you sit up above your head and in a higher dimensional level that all things happen there. Mm-hmm. So, and no time and no space. So, so when you come back down and you're in that sixth chakra and that pineal gland that you sit in the middle of your head and then drop down just a tad and kind of play around in that in a 360 degrees, that's a command center. Where you get to open up to all that is, all that was, all that will be, and have a relationship with that, with yourself and with that. And that's like, you know, that love again. We're going to go back to the love part because whenever you talk about Sasquatch, Sasquatch and love go together. It's their medicine. It's their elixir for all of our problems here.
It really is.
And it's not religion, and it's not, I mean, and there are bad Sasquatch. I've never met one, but there, you know, I don't know if there are or not. From what I've heard, some of them, the humans go out hunting them or going out trying to trap them to prove that they're there. Mm-hmm. I don't need that. I don't, and it's not, it's not the faith of a mustard seed, but maybe it is that there is something amazing that's here and hasn't given up on us. To help us, not to just take over or to, you know, in a way that it doesn't serve us because they do want us to do our own work.
Yes. Yeah. And I just heard from Gian Cass, yes, they're a bad Sasquatch. Mm. And like humans, what has happened is they've deliberately chosen non-community. And because they're not in community, they turn in a sense. Because we need to be in a community and we need to be feeling that love. Mm-hmm. And the Sasquatch, of course, try and yet to try and bring the person, the Sasquatch, back into community. But at the same time, they honor their choice. Wow. As well, if you want to do this, then, you know, you
can,
of course, do that. So I think it's just like humans, like the Unabomber or someone who chooses to take life, there are multiple times within like everyone's life where they could have chosen something different, right? I think it's no different with a Sasquatch.
Yeah. That kind of reminds me of the Hawaiian life when on the Big Island, there was a place that you would go to if you were part of the island clan. And if you stole something or you were sick or you did something that was not in help with the rest of the clan, you would go on that island, you'd stay on that island until you figured it out.
Mm.
And then they'd let you back in the clan again.
Mm.
But you had to go to the island, you had to go figure out how you screwed up and why you screwed up. And then you would start to miss community and see where you kind of, but it's about you figuring it out within yourself and then going back to community. I think that's an interesting concept as well.
Yeah. That's, and I think the message for that is that you never give up. Like there's always a way back. and yet you should have a choice.
Right? Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking of all kinds of bad choices I've made, okay? I have made some bad choices. When you get my age, you have done some bad choices and good choices. So, yeah.
But there's always grace, right?
Yes.
And I grew up in... I come from a very religious background and kind of clawed my way out, you know, is what it felt like. And yet at the same time, I say that, but it wasn't that. It was always kind of grace leading, and you always smell the love and you move towards love. Mm-hmm. You're always just moving towards what is feeding my soul. Where do I feel happy? Where am I becoming more open and more powerful? And, you know, finding like-minded people, because it was the seer community and the Christian community where I was like, oh, I'm a seer like you. I see better with my eyes closed.
Yeah.
And that's where I learned to access my senses in the spiritual realm. Okay. Well, smelling, you know, or touch and feeling touch from the 5D. That's incredible. Right.
Yeah. So if you have Sasquatch come in and put their hand on your shoulder, or if they've anything like that?
I don't think it wasn't a Sasquatch. It was an angel.
Oh.
But I had been asking because a friend experienced through touch, and I was like, "Well, that would be incredible because I see really well and I hear really well." And I was like, "I want the feels. Give me the feels." And I was in worship one time, just singing, and the people behind me were a good 5 feet behind me. There was no way they could have touched me, and I felt someone's hand in the small of my back twice, and it felt like a strong child's hand, because there were a couple times, I mean, I'm not the greatest dancer, but there were a couple of times where I was like, woo, you know, where I was like, oh, I'm almost gonna go backwards, because I'm just, when I'm experiencing the flow, it's just like, you know, you sometimes lose your balance, and that hand twice, and each time it felt like angelic, like it felt other, and yet I was like, you know, the logical mind is like, nah. And so I asked the ladies behind me, I was like, did you touch me at any time? And they were like, no, we didn't, like, there was no one near you. And I was like, yes, because I'd been asking for it,
I was in a pickup truck in a snowstorm with my second husband, I had to count there. And we're coming down Tahoe, and it's fishtailing, right? Mm. And as it's fishtailing, we're going to go over the cliff. I just know that we are. We're heading for the in-rail, that small little metal rail there.
Yeah.
And we're out of control. He actually lets go of the wheel, and the first thing I think of is I look at him, and I say, okay, I'm ready. I'm going to let go. And I'm just going to let go if that's all that I got. And I was probably 22, 23 at the time.
Oh, wow.
I said, okay, if I'm ready to go, then thank you. And I'm happy. And in that moment, the wheel turns the other way. And we just go back across the highway and hit the mountain. And another car hits us. But it was the craziest, wildest thing. It was just really wild. And what happened too was my future, because I married him later, but my future daughter-in-law had just passed away. And not daughter-in-law, sister-in-law had passed away 2 weeks before. Mm-hmm. And I swear it was her. Her energy came in the room, and she said, my parents just lost me. They couldn't lose him too.
Mm.
And that's before I knew anything about me being psychic, anything.
Yeah.
Because
I
had not had my near death experience or anything.
Yeah, and she turned the wheel.
She did. Somebody, something turned that wheel. So yeah, that wasn't my destiny. Mm-hmm. So we have a little bit of a destiny, all of us here. We all have a reason to be here, to express an expression of ourselves.
Yes.
And that is part of your work as a potter then.
Yeah.
So how did you find that medium? Is that your medium? You finally found it, or are you still playing?
I come from a big family, and my sister did drawings, and she's really good. And so I said, well, she's got that market cornered, so I'll do something else. So that was part of it. So I did choose pottery because of that. And then I fell in love with it because it's very touchy, feely. And that's why I love to cook as well, is because of the textures.
Right.
And getting your hands in. And so that's why I chose pottery. And then I do see it as healing. Like when I'm working with the clay, I'm imbuing my energy into it. And so the piece that you end up getting is juiced up.
Wow. Do you do utensils or figures or sculpture?
Bowls are my favorite.
Oh,
yeah.
Bowls, how
and,
cool.
Yeah, and then I'm playing around with sculptures right now. And candelabras. So
candelabras. Yeah. Do you have a certain color or patina that you like or don't like? Or?
I'm trying to do tree candelabras.
I like that.
That's what I'm
really
into
cool.
right now. Ooh, and
I
then
like
bowls, because they're fun to throw, basically. Mm-hmm. I just love throwing bowls.
Did you mess up a lot, or were you just naturally at it?
Oh, I was not a natural. In fact, I was a pretty good student, and pottery was like my worst class. I was like, I can't get a B. I'm an A student. And we had one of our assignments was to throw an 8-inch pot. Mm-hmm. And if we didn't throw that 8-inch pot, we were not going to get an A. And you know, that would have crushed my little overachiever heart.
Right.
So I was in the last day that you could throw that 8-inch pot. And I kept messing up, and I finally got it to like 7 5/8 or something.
Because
we keep measuring, you know, and my teacher said, good enough. I was not a natural.
So it takes practice.
It does take practice, but I enjoyed it. So there's some things that you know you're not natural at, but
it takes focus, right?
Yeah, and you know that it's going to get better. So,
So you're starting to really master your craft.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't call myself a master, but I'm an artisan.
Not a courtesan.
No.
That'll be on your card. I'm an artisan, not a courtesan.
Tagline.
Right.
I'm not a spiritual fluffer. Right. But I am. What am I?
A spiritualist.
A spiritual.
What was it?
I forget.
You had to be there. Okay, we're having a private moment.
Sorry.
You had to be
private
here.
Moment on camera.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see. We have a question from Susan.
Hi, Susan.
And she's engaged. Love this conversation. Loved hearing you say Mount Hood Clan, Monique. The east side of the mountain for 30 years is where they contacted me. And I've been gone for 8 years and miss Grandfather Mountain and our elder brothers there.
Wow.
So, yeah. Thank you.
Wow. Well, Susan, I hear G saying hello, and he misses you too, and you can contact him at any time.
Awesome. Awesome. And so that's Mount Hood. Where's Mount Hood?
It's outside Portland.
Is it outside Portland? Okay.
Yeah.
I think I saw it. I saw a beautiful big.
Oh yeah. You couldn't miss it.
Gorgeous. I think I saw it.
Before you got to the.
Yeah.
Columbia.
My friend took me to see it. Columbia. Yes. Yes. I got to see it. It zings. Mm-hmm. It has like this high vibration zing to it.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. I go, what mountain is that?
Yes.
And she goes, oh, well, that's.
That's Mount Hood.
Yeah. In the Batman way, right?
Mount Hood.
Gorgeous, gorgeous place. So, the clan there for 30 years. That's a long time. And I know that you guys are going to be doing something, I think. I don't know if it's official or unofficial in Canada. Up in Canada, they're going to be doing a Swatch conference there. I don't know if it's official or non-official or whatever, but it's a gathering.
Oh, I'd love
there.
To hear more about that.
Can they contact you, Susan Funkhauser, about that that's going on? Or is it something that is more of a family gathering event? Let us know here online. Okay. And
because G and Cass would consider themselves invited.
Oh, yes, of course they would. Of course they would, yeah. So when we get back, we're almost to go on break. We'll be going on break from 5:57 to 6:04, and you can bring your questions here to Monique for part two. We're going to be talking about some multidimensional levels of Sasquatch and portals. And if you want to go find, so it would be in search of Sasquatch. Are there some rules to that? Are there some things that we should do or some things that we shouldn't do? And why would we want to meet Sasquatch? What are they bringing to the table that maybe we're missing as a society here? And are we them in the future? Or are they us? I know a lot with ET contact, some of them say that it is our future selves trying to help out ourselves. And so where does the Sasquatch fit in this whole, because, you know, we have seen, I have had friends who have seen an ET as a commander on a spaceship, okay? And that's real. And it isn't just one person. Those people have been contacted all over the world. So we're just letting everything out of the box here for those that have, this is new to you. It's a lot to take sometimes, but for us have been around for a while, you know, we're, this is our language. This is what we talk about. This is probably like the way you talk about basketball or baseball or something, you know a lot more than I do about all that, but this is our thing with working with the clan. And I'm like you, where I just feel really thankful, grateful, yes, to be a part of their world and melt into our world.
Yeah, it's a whole new energy that mm-hmm. they bring, and yeah. it's beautiful.
It is.
There's nothing like it.
So stay tuned, and we'll be right back right after this break. And here it goes. Susan says, "Hi, the gathering is actually restricted to British Columbia residents." Because of the restrictions, Uggs, Brian's the one to contact on that.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you are in the British Columbia, Canada area, contact Brian Bland. He's a good friend of mine. And that's how I met Sasquatch, actually, was I stole Brian Bland's Sasquatch. Susan's probably laughing from him. But now Brian says we're sharing him. But I said I stole him because it's really fun to say that, Brian Bland and I were talking and I heard and felt a large, gigantic Sasquatch. And he comes right in, right behind my back. And he's big and he's white and he has red eyes.
Wow.
And he's an elder. Mm. And so he has kind of that pointed head a little bit. But oh my gosh. And so when Brian asked me to... describe him, Brian said that is his Sasquatch. So we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Bring your questions. Stay tuned. Thanks, everyone.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Oscar's freeze. That's your cerebral cortex looking for an answer it doesn't have.
See? Even your brain knows you're screwed.
The blood is filling with adrenaline right now. Whether you know it or not. The heart's beating fast. It's getting a little harder to breathe. The neurobiological system is telling it to run, but your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger, unafraid.
right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. 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 Radio. Radio.
Revolution Radio, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Sure. Hello, welcome back to the Cosmic Oracle Show. This is your host, Barbara Jean Lindsay. And we have Monique Starseed, and she is our guest for the next hour. We're going to be talking all things Sasquatch, as she is a Sasquatch contactee and experiencer, and she brings a lot to the table and to the show today. I'm really happy to see her. Happened to run into her today, okay? What's up with that, right? So I want to thank you again for giving generously to freedomslips.com and Revolution Radio and keeping us on the air. Thank you for buying my books and booking readings. You can do that at barbarajeanlindsay.com. You can also meet our wonderful guest on her Facebook page at Monique Starseed / Facebook. Okay? No, Facebook / Monique Starseed. Duh. So without the duh. But I'll put it here in chat on Facebook. So we were just talking about Sasquatch. We were talking about wedding. Susan Funkhauser and Brian Plan will be getting married. I know maybe there's some changes with the COVID, but wow, you've had a lot of experience with them, you know, because when you're talking to them, you can really feel them come in to the room and just be here. They're making themselves right at home, you know, and my guy's kind of tapping me on the head.
Yeah,
I don't know if you see him or feel him, but he's like, hey, I'm here too. Last week's, dinner or something, you know, he's teasing me like that. So
how do you experience them then?
They usually come in the car with me. Mm-hmm. So I usually, meet them multidimensionally. Mm-hmm. And that's when my energy's up. I'm a pretty high energetic being anyway. And that happened when I was changed after my near-death experience. Mm. So when I came back from that and all my knowledge from past came in, all this downloads came in, and then my psychic abilities were turned on 100%. Mm. Then I had to learn how to kind of act acclimate an expansion like that and bring it down into the body. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of information to bring into body without going crazy.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you learn, when you get, you have a contact like this, it's not in your regular field. It's not in your everyday life. And so you have to kind of be, it sets you outside of that. And then after you have the experience, you go, what just happened? And then you have to acclimate what just happened back into your world. And how do you do that without going crazy? Because the world kind of wants you to think that you're crazy. And you're not. You're just psychic. You're sensitive. And that experience that you had was real.
Yeah.
So kind of the next phase is to acclimating that experience and making it real to you. So then you can help make it real to other people. Mm-hmm. Because this has been happening for a very long time. It's not just happening now. It's in our history with Sasquatch as well. That's a lot. So go for it.
But this, but so the Sasquatch helped you acclimate then?
I wasn't till later. I had a lot of work to do. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of conditioning to go through. I didn't get to them until just a few years ago. I'm new. I'm kind of new to all of this.
Yeah. Well, and you're more experienced than I am.
No,
this was last October. Was
really?
First,
yeah. Really? Yeah. Well, with my family, they said, okay, Barbara Jean, we finally, it's been 30 years since I had the initial experience. So we went also with that ride with you in that interdimensional ride and expansion that you've been going through all these years. So we're finally okay with that, but the Sasquatch, now you bring in freaking Sasquatch to the table. You know, it's like, God, can't you just give us a rest? You have to just keep pushing it and pushing it, right? And so, and what was funny is my son-in-law gave me crap about it. He goes, oh, that's it. I can't handle that. And then his dad, he told his dad about me, right, thinking it was funny. His dad totally believed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he had had some kind of an experience when he was younger as well.
Yeah, so he could relate.
Yes, yeah. And usually they teach from my experience through experience.
Yes, they are experiential learners. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and mm-hmm. it is, and it's that noticing, right, that we talked about at the beginning of the show, like being in a space and then having that feeling and knowing that you need to attend to something in the space, right? Mm-hmm. And then they're going to teach you through that experience.
Right.
Or, you know, head this way down the mountain, not the other way. Or, you know, like the glyph was, we're in the middle of Portland, right? And I'm walking up my driveway after getting the mail. You know, I'm in the middle of the city and it's that stop, look.
And there
right,
it is.
And then there's your experience.
Yeah,
so, it's just learning to pay attention.
Yeah, and I had my first glyph last year at Sasquatch, Sasquatch conference.
Uh-huh.
My very first one, and I was out. I was out by myself, taking a walk by myself with all those people there, and I just said, you know, I need a minute, and I don't know who put that thought in my head either, right? And so I walk out into the forest and I go off trail, not too much because I'm a city girl. So my comfort zone is real, real close. Okay. It's not out there. It's like, okay, I can still see, you know, this and this, you know, right. My comfort zone. But I'm thinking I'm doing a big thing. And you know, I go off trail and not too far. And I'm just kind of standing there and I look down and there's the glyph. The very first time I saw a glyph. And you know, it's a glyph because it was stripped. It was set in a certain place. It was an A.
Mm.
And it's the first time I had ever seen it. And it was surreal to me because I wasn't looking for it. And then I just thought, oh, my God, that's a glyph. And it's like, that's a glyph. And it's like I look around to tell somebody. No one's there. I was like, it's a glyph. It's a glyph. You're jumping up and down. Ah, it's a glyph. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I had my phone. Did I think to take a picture?
Mm-hmm.
Did I think to do anything with it? And I wasn't with it very long, and then I turned and walked around, and I told someone there, you know, that I had seen my first glyph. It was so exciting. Yeah. I'll never forget it ever. And it's like I took another step and into relationship with them.
Yeah, and that's what it is, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's all about connection.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you feel more connected to God, the universe, and everything Well, yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. So, so this is a good
the goddess.
Yeah, or the goddess. Well, that's the everything part, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's the S part. It's all of this. Yeah. All of the above and then some.
Yes.
So yeah. So they start to work with you, and as much as you want to work with them, we were talking about that today, where they're just there. Mm-hmm. They've always been there, mm-hmm. but we're like, we're too busy.
Yeah, it is a tuning in, mm-hmm. isn't it? And mm-hmm. and it's a very gentle energy where, and I find this with the beings that I contact, where it's always an invitation.
And
I like that because I come from a very religious background where it didn't feel like an invitation. It always felt like control. And it shouldn't be, right? I mean, love isn't about control. Love is about connection. And
yeah, so, if anything, it's about let go.
Yes, let go and go with the flow, right? Yeah.
And that
ties in with the vulnerability that you were talking about earlier as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Do I trust enough to to let this guy know all the bad stuff about me and all the good stuff about me and all that stuff about me, you know? But I have to be okay with it with myself first, too, right? You have to learn about all of that and not look outside yourself for all of it. Again, it's with eyes closed where you find out. And through experience. Experience is the best teacher because it's mind, body, soul. It's the whole thing, and you have to go through it, not around it.
Yes, and it's interesting that you say that because sometimes I would have the experience and I would not have a name for it, and I would be like, well, what was that? And I would just hear, well, we'll let you know a little bit later on. Huh. So you'd have the experience, you don't know what it was, you put it on the shelf, and then later on you'd read something or someone would tell you something, and boom, you're like, oh, that's what that was.
Right.
Sometimes I'd have the experience, and sometimes I would hear of another person's experience, like I told you about my friend who was a feeler, and I'm like, I want that. And so you hear about it or you read about it, and then you have the experience because you're looking for it. So it's a swirl of learning.
Yeah. It's like with the guy who breaks the first mile, the first 4 minute mile, he did it. So now everyone does it.
Yes.
Now it's not such a big deal.
Yeah.
We're kind of the explorers in this. We have courage. We're going to take this to the next level. We're going to see where it brings us, how it works with us, how it doesn't work for us, how it does work, how it doesn't work. But we're definitely the new explorers in this that are coming out in mainstream with it. Now, it's been happening historically. I can't go into all the details of historic. Maybe.
Yeah, well, the Native and the First Nations community have been experiencing the Sasquatch and ETs for millennia, right?
It's
the conquerors that have. It's us, the Scottish people, who came in back to the Scotsman. It took us a little longer. But we get there. We eventually get there. But what you were describing, I have a name for that, I call it love. A forerunner, you're out and you're running ahead and you're leaving little crumbs for people to follow if they want.
Right. It's like, I jumped in, the water's fine.
Yeah, it's okay. With Sasquatch, it was kind of like that. It's like, all right, well, here we go. With your family, they're like, well, we can't go on this journey with you. For me, it was like, I guess I'm doing this now. I think they're kind of like a heavenly creature.
I think I kind of know them. And I think for me, if there was a weak point that I needed to grow and mature in, for me, it was the father figure. Mm-hmm. And that out of all the things to say to me for the first time is to go with that father figure thing, that I needed to work on that. Mm-hmm. And I've worked on it for quite a while now, and I get it. But at the time I'm thinking, father figure, and it was interesting. And it was, again, feeling protected, they actually took my hand and put it in his hand and I could let go that I was protected and I was safe.
Yeah.
And I had not felt that.
Yeah.
I really had not felt that. I don't think I had ever felt that.
Mm.
in the whole time being here.
Wow, that's powerful.
So I just cried like a baby. Yeah. Just cried like a baby that, and I'm thinking, if I had that experience, how many other people out there, yeah, whether it's a father figure, a mother figure, whatever that is that's stopping you, that you don't even know that's what it is that you need to work on. And they do it in such a beautiful way.
Yeah, it's so gentle, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I think this is in Sasquatch Speaks where they talk about, if you let go and you open yourself up, which, you know, as coming from a religious background, I'm like, no, you don't open yourself up. It's only Jesus. Jesus is in your heart. You know, yes, absolutely. Jesus, 100%. And you open yourself to new experiences. And I've been the better for it, you know.
Yeah.
It's like they have this gentle, loving way of dealing with your poop.
Yeah, that's Candy Cane says right there. I thought that was poop, but it was Sasquatch. Thanks for checking in, Candy Cane.
Hi, Candy.
Cupid Heart. You know, I was thinking, too, how they play. Like, where they've thrown things, little rocks or sticks. I haven't had that. I haven't had that, but I have friends that they're just walking along and boom, they just get a rock from nowhere, just falls out, you know? And in my family, what happened with us too, and I really am thinking now that it's Sasquatch related. And so if there's any listeners out there who had this experience, I have talked about this before, so it'll be interesting to see if you've had this experience. 3 days ago, in the middle of the night, I woke up 3:00 in the morning, and it sounds like this. Three knocks. Just like that.
Wow.
And a few years ago, I was at my sister's house at 3:00 in the morning. She woke up in the morning and she found the three knocks and she screamed. So I went out and helped her look around with the flashlight. I'm not afraid. And there wasn't anything. And so she's leaving for work and I fall asleep on the couch and I hear the three knocks.
At 3:00?
Later. About an hour, about 8:30. I hear three knocks on the front door, right by where I was laying.
Yeah.
Then my sister calls me an hour later, and she, down the street about a mile, a different sister, calling me to tell me she was asleep and heard three knocks on the door.
Whoa.
So all three of us heard it, and then I just heard it a few days ago, and my sister called me again, my other sister, a day before yesterday, so it was a day after, and she heard three knocks again.
Wow.
And she's in Sacramento, and I'm in Oregon.
That's crazy. See,
so it's
what did you learn from that? Because that's when I asked the question of, like, what does this mean?
I think that there's something watching us. There's something there's something bigger than us. So we're a part of that. We're not alone. We're not isolated. We don't know shit. I mean, you know, sometimes we think we know so much, and there's so much that we don't know. And I think it's fun.
Yeah.
It didn't scare me. I looked up Irish traditions and Scottish traditions, and they said there's someone going to die in the family, but that happened. That had never happened.
Oh, and I didn't hear that. I heard three strands are not easily broken is what I heard. And your three sisters.
Oh, that's so that's cool.
That's what I heard.
Oh, that is freaking awesome. I got to tell them that.
Yeah, because all three of you heard it. Your three sisters and three strands are not easily
broken. Oh, I have to tell them that. Thank you for that. I know my listeners. I've been having the Cosmic Oracle show for 5 years now. And I think I've told that story a couple times in over the last 3 years, but I wanted an answer to it. Mm-hmm. And I didn't let go of it because I'm stubborn.
Yeah.
And thank you for that.
Oh, yeah.
That just makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, well, the Bible says that God scatters his gifts the word they use is poor, which doesn't mean like you don't have money. It just means like you need something, right? Oh. So he scatters abroad his gifts, right?
Yeah.
And you just never know when it's going to come, right? Like you share the story and then someone has the answer.
Or right.
You walk into a store and you look to the left and it's that thing that you've been wanting for whatever.
Forever,
you
know? Right.
Yeah.
So. That's tripped out.
That's crazy.
Thank you for that.
In Colville. Colville. Where are
Colville.
We?
We're in Colville. 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 Colville, Washington. I still get mixed up Oregon and Washington. So I really love Washington. And I love Oregon. But I really am loving being with the trees. Like today I was standing out in nature and I'm just minding my own business. And then I go fall in love with all the trees. You know, I'm just standing there. I go, oh my God, I just burst open and became one with all the trees. So I don't need a lot.
Yeah, we entertain ourselves.
We do. I think it's about old age. I go, do all senior citizens get this? That, oh my God, and I start crying because I'm with the trees and the trees are so beautiful and I'm in it and it's me and oh my God, and it's like so beautiful.
But so, how huge that you can appreciate, you know, the appreciation and the gratitude.
I do. I have it. It was so gorgeous. So gorgeous. So
I have to tell this story because I think it's for someone, but
okay.
I was walking one time and I had the trees say, if you give it to us, we'll take it. And I could see a picture because I was working through a very thorny issue. I was working a very hard job at the time and I felt this black tar, which was the issue, just go to the tree, and the tree took it with its roots.
Wow.
It took our, like, the blackness and the, just all the emotional stuff I was dealing with, and I didn't have to carry it anymore. Wow. So it was huge.
Yeah.
I do think trees are very, very powerful, and they're, like, we're here to help trees, and they're here to help us.
Right.
It's synergistic.
Yeah, so it's not they're just standing there.
No,
it's
not. And there's so much science out there right now to show you, like, trees talk to each other, right? There's so much
of the interconnectedness with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was powerful because I realized, wow, every being is actually here to help. It's for my good. And coming from a religious background that was full of the devil and demons, and you're looking for a demon behind every bush sort of thing. And what are we fighting? And, you know,
and then you're a woman.
Yeah.
maybe we won't even go down that road.
But the whole idea of just you're fighting and it's this evilness instead of going, no, actually I'm held in this beautiful love. And nothing can harm me. And and the entire God, the universe, and everything is pushing for me and pulling for me. And they're fighting for me. And if I just go with the flow, if I let go, like you said, like when we let go and we flow with what's happening, that's where I've seen the most powerful things. Like today, we bumped into each other and you were like, hey, you want to come be on the show? And I was like, yeah, sure, why not?
And I just went with it because I had a whole bunch of other people in mind and this whole thing. And I go, you know what? I'm just going to let go and see what spirit brings.
Yeah.
And it brought you.
And here we are.
Excited.
Having a good time.
We're having a good time. We hope you're having a good time.
Yeah.
And you're welcome to ask questions if you like on the station. And I know a lot of people look at this later too while they're doing other things. They'll listen in and tune in. And so with messages from Sasquatch and Sasquatch Speaks, how would be you would suggest the best way if people want to begin a relationship? Maybe we've stimulated that maybe I'll check that out.
Question.
I'll check that out. How do they have to go in the forest or?
That's a great question.
Let's go with that.
Yeah. So I'll answer it how it worked for me. And then I want to hear your answer too. So I would say you connect where you are. If you are already experienced in telepathy, and I go through Holy Spirit, so I am completely protected. I know that some people need protections around them in order to feel safe. I know nothing can by any means harm me. And so when I first contacted Sasquatch, I just contacted them. And I was laying in bed and I was just like, hey guys, I want to talk to you. And I had an experience because I visualized. And so I saw myself in the forest and there was a council of, they felt really old, like older Sasquatch, and they were in a, around a fire down the trail a little bit, like maybe 30 yards. And I could have walked further, but I felt such power coming off of them that I was like, I'm good here. I'm good here. I'm going to just stay right here and shout at you from here. Cause there's a lot of power. So I just stood there and asked questions, and they felt different. They feel different than angels. They feel different than heavenly creatures. They feel different than trees,
yeah.
But they're very much connected to the earth. And so I would say, just say you want to contact them, and then notice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, notice, I do have practice. Obviously, I've been talking to Jesus for a lot of years, so mm-hmm. I have practice with my visual acuity is pretty high. So it was easy enough for me to go right into an experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that anyone could get there. I think it's that having a child's heart
mm-hmm.
of, like, of course I'm going to experience this because I want to.
My divine right.
But not even being pushy yeah. about it, right? Because
yeah.
There are pushy kids, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's the sweet kids that just kind of expect, oh, we get ice cream now? You know, it's that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like, of course
yeah.
we, you know, it's summer and of course we're going to get ice cream.
Yeah.
So I would say that childlikeness is how I do it. But
I found out about Sasquatch is I was interested. So I was a seeker. I'm always kind of a back closet door scholar, mm-hmm. researcher. I know I've had past lives where I just put the food over there. I'm busy, you know, scouring over the books. I'm
right.
still a book person. I love books. I just adore books, and I'm a voracious reader, and I love all of that. And so I was doing research for this show, and hadn't really thought about it at all until I talked to Michael Harrell, and I said I kind of am into looking maybe at Sasquatch because I had seen Kelly Lapsaritis's books,
mm-hmm.
and then he said, well, you might want to talk to Brian Bland. And then when I talked to Brian Bland, we talked for a few hours, and that's when he came in. And he came in right away,
mm-hmm.
just mm-hmm. right away. And Brian then gave me confirmation that what I saw and what I felt was real. And it felt real. But to have someone right there at that moment to tell you what you were seeing and feeling was real,
mm-hmm.
Then I just went, holy crap, nothing's ever going to be the same.
Yeah.
And it's like that. It felt like that.
Yeah, because they bring such a, like you said, they're your home.
Yeah.
It's this settledness that you get
mm-hmm.
where you're then like, oh, I can do and be whatever I want now, right? It's
yeah.
like, oh, this is what I was searching for.
Yeah.
This kind of leaning back in the chair, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And I love Jesus, and I love Holy Spirit, and I love God. And I also needed this feeling of home on the planet,
mm-hmm.
you know, just like where's my people, in a sense.
Yes, yes.
Like
my tribe.
The tribe.
Where's my
right?
tribe?
The Mount Hood tribe.
Yeah.
They just, they've got your back,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and some of us need that. Like, we need to know I can move forward because someone has my back.
Right.
You know? Not like, I mean, I know Jesus does.
Right.
And also, I've got more people, you know, and then it's like the Sasquatch, you realize it's not just Sasquatch, it's all these other beings around the universe where, and I wasn't into ETs. I didn't know anything about that, but Sasquatch and ETs are kind of one and like you get, you
they
can't
come
get one,
together.
You can't get one without the other.
That's
it's
right.
peanut butter and jelly.
It is. It's peanut butter
like,
and jelly.
and so this, it's opened up this whole world of beings that have my back.
Yeah.
They're cheering us on here on Earth and, pulling for us, you
yeah.
know? So.
I think for me, and this has been later in my life, that I knew I didn't come from here, that my actual beingness comes from our planet. Mm-hmm. So my whole life in the body, I was looking for a way to relate to the earth. Mm-hmm. And I like mm-hmm. nature, but I was, yeah, that's nature. You know, nature.
I loved it. I appreciate you from afar.
Yes, I would go camping. But it wasn't like the way I get nature now. Mm-hmm. And I had to go really work with the First Nations with that and with the Native traditions mm-hmm. to really... I had the first relationship with the earth on a spaceship in a near-death experience, okay, mm-hmm. that yeah. it was alive.
Yeah,
that was my first experience with it. So to bring that down and to walk this earth and to really create a relationship with the Mother Earth, that she is an alive being, we're a part of her,
yeah.
a part of all of this beautiful, beautiful planet that we're on. So much that you burst into tears. Mm-hmm. It's been a long journey to come to that. And Sasquatch is really an ambassador of that.
Wow, what a beautiful, like, I love how you said that, because I would not have been able to encapsulate my experience in the past since October mm-hmm. in the way that you did. But I am friendlier with animals, and I've always been a nature person, but I'm more connected with nature in a different way.
It's a different way.
Right? But mm-hmm. like, I have chickens now and I love chicken. There's no way I would have loved chickens a year ago.
It's a side effect. And now for those listening, there might be a side effect here, okay? You might want some chickens if you develop
a... You might
become
a chicken mama.
A chicken mama. What are their names?
Oh, I named them after mystic saints.
So. Oh, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
There's Gertrude. I can't remember where she's from. So there's Gertrude. There's Hildegard of Bingen.
Oh, I love there's, her.
I know, right?
I love her.
I was going to name one Teresa, but I had a bad experience with a Teresa. So I was like, I can't name a chicken Teresa. So Beatrice. And then our housemate named one of them Saint Columba.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So they have very chicken names, though. So we call them Collie, Betty, oh. Hilda, and Gertie.
I love it. Yeah, so it might be a side effect. We just figured that out today. Being the explorers that we are, right?
Yeah.
That,
you might get pets.
Yes. As a side effect.
A side effect of knowing Sasquatch.
Yeah. You might develop a relationship with a pet or two.
That's awesome. Back to the land.
Yes, just back to the land. Right. Right. Have my own water, do my own gardens and, you know, that whole thing. And, oh my gosh. Uh-huh. Hey, I'm in the hotel. Okay. So there you go. Some of that city girl you're never going to take out. So, oh, we have a question. Hi. So from Candy Cane, she says, Barbara Jean, didn't make it to Washington this year. I wanted to ask you about the Mount Shasta retreat a few weeks ago. I want to go next year. Maybe you can talk about it on another segment. Sharon. Yeah, you know, I was supposed to be in Mount Shasta at the Venusian conference. I really planned on going. I had a beautiful PowerPoint, I must say. I love doing PowerPoints. I'm an artist at heart. And so I love putting those together, and I love beauty. And so was really happy. And just a few days before, I just couldn't go. There was a reason, and I had to go to L.A. instead on family business, and I had to do that. Mm. It was the right decision to make. It was a difficult decision to make. I'm always very responsible. I have always shown up for everything, always. And this is the first time I actually felt like I really did something for me that needed to be done. Mm. And what it'll do, though, is this choice, it's like it will help, you know, millions of people in the long run. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, do I work at this wonderful conference and meet all my wonderful friends that I miss seeing? Or do I start to work on a project that will really help humanity? Mm-hmm. So I chose the latter one. So that's why I wasn't there. But I did get to go to Mount Shasta. I did go up on the mountain. I did get some beautiful volcano stones for my friend who, my new friend I haven't met yet, but who has a sweat lodge in Oregon. So I'm really looking forward to doing a sweat and taking the rocks from Mount Shasta there. Mm-hmm. But I've had quite a few experiences. We'll have to talk Mount Shasta. I like that idea. And Sharon or Candy, if you have someone you'd like to bring on to the show, let me know. But if you are looking for an adventure, which life is an adventure, you do have to travel.
Yes.
It's so much fun. And you meet so many people and you have so many experiences. And Mount Shasta, definite Bigfoot contingency there. Maybe we could ask your Cassie and her beloved if they...
Yeah, there's also a base there as well.
Base underneath.
Yeah.
There's a base, a UFO base underneath.
No, Cass and G left. Sorry.
Oh, they did. Yeah. Okay.
Is your guy here?
No, he's gone too. Not that interesting. But I can feel them sometimes from a distance.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I feel them from a distance. Yeah. So there must be some gathering somewhere.
Yeah. And so I know we started with having things thrown at you or where the leaf breaks or the tree breaks or to get your attention too.
Yeah. And a playfulness.
And a playfulness with them.
Yeah. And Sasquatch love to dance. And so I've had dance parties with them.
I had a dance party at your house.
That's right.
That's the first time I ever had that at your friend's house.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. That was so much fun.
They do. They love to dance. And the kids love to dance. And they will play with you. Yes, for sure. They really like the Grateful Dead.
And that cracks me up.
And I come from a Christian worship background, and I had never been to a Grateful Dead concert. But Portland has this band called the GBB that are a Grateful Dead cover band. And when I walked into a concert, I was like, oh, this is just like worship. This feels exactly like worship.
Oh.
Yeah, it was the exact same feeling. Oh. And so it wasn't surprising that Sasquatch would then love the Dead.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Because it's a known thing in experiencers, the Grateful Dead followers. There would be a moment in the, as they were playing, where suddenly it was the band called it the Seventh Man. The Seventh Man would show up. And it would just be this lovely, glorious, like, freedom would just show up. Because they build the music, and then they would just, like, boom, the freedom is here. The love is here.
So they would bring you up.
Yeah, right? It was a higher frequency.
Suddenly
the higher frequency would come in because of the people and the music. And that's why the Grateful Dead had such a huge following, which I had no idea, right?
Well, I always thought it was about the drugs.
Well, yeah, I'm coming from a very, you know, a religious background. I was like, well, that's not something I would ever do, you know. And so I was like, well, sure, why not? Like, just go
Let's
once. But yeah, I'd been resisting it because I don't smoke marijuana.
I don't
so
either.
I was like, I don't want to go.
I don't either.
I hate the smell. I don't want any of that.
It's probably in our blood because we're Scottish or something. I don't know. But I can't do it.
No,
I can't do it.
I get high on Holy Spirit.
I get high on other people getting high.
Yes, I can get high on other people getting high.
I contact high for sure.
Exactly.
And my body, I just go to sleep. And all of my best friends are potheads.
Yeah.
A lot of them, and I just love and adore them.
Yes, and if you need that, use it.
For
me, I was like, I don't want to go and get a contact high. I don't like how my body feels. But you know, it wasn't like that. I went to a family version, and I was like, this is just like church. This feels like church. But it's that same spirit of love. It's that spirit of love that the Sasquatch are attracted to.
Yeah, it is. And openness.
And the love and the openness.
Yeah.
And if pot helps some people get there, then I can see why it would be a thing. But yeah, but the playfulness that comes, like they love to dance, they love to play. Yeah. I've never had them throw anything at me.
I haven't either.
And they haven't knocked or anything
like
that.
Well, I hope they do now.
They might, but I think they know I would have freaked out.
Oh, really? I didn't freak out. I was like, I think I should have asked a question. I should have said, what the frack are you doing? You know, or give me a sign over after this sign. I don't know, you know, where to take it. I think we needed you to come and take it.
Well, I think with the whole, since our energies have shifted so much this year,
yes.
I mean, it's
yes.
off the charts. I've become way more grounded and higher frequency
at the same time. Right. In a body.
Yeah.
Not checked out.
Yeah.
But actually more in the body than you've ever been.
Way more connected to the people around me, which is what it's all about. It's all, are you more connected in my feeling? And so the tree that fell the other night didn't scare me at all. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it may be that they do start to use noises because I'll know it's them and not be like, where's the gun?
You know? Yeah, that was not my first thought. It was my sister's first thought, though.
I think it's about where you are energetically, right?
Yeah.
So,
and my first thought, everything's going to be okay, but that's really cool. And so have you read much or researched much or had an experience with or know someone who've had an experience where they have been on ship with a Sasquatch?
Yes, actually, my friend who introduced me to Sasquatch seen a Sasquatch captain.
Oh, I want to hear this.
On a ship.
Yeah, let's
see. And it was at a Dead concert.
Oh.
And it's in his movie.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, the Oracles of the Ascension.
Oracles of the...
And I think it's on Amazon.
Is it on Amazon?
You'll have to ask Hale.
It's Oracle. Maybe I should try and see if I can find it really quick. Oracles of Ascension on Amazon.
Yeah, he talks about it on there. And,
okay.
They do like the Dead concerts because of the higher frequency of the people that are there, which is interesting. They also do attend church.
Oh, they do? I want to hear this.
When there's higher frequencies at the churches, right? And where there's, like, good worship happening at churches, they'll go there as well.
Oh, we'll have to...
But we'll find it.
We'll find it for you.
Yeah,
and we'll post it on the website, on the Facebook page. Yeah, I don't want to get caught here because I'm not a producer. So... I need a producer. That's what I need.
You do need a producer.
I do. So if there's any producers out there, that would be lovely. So after that, so I've never experienced it, but I would like to.
Mm-hmm.
So and it's where you ask them, say, I'd really like to go on a ship with a Sasquatch. And is it the first, you know, like Chewie on, you know, on the – Star Wars, the first time you saw, is he a good example of what a Sasquatch is like on a ship, or have you heard much about that?
Yeah, I think it's fascinating, right, that we have these stories that are supposed to be fiction.
Right.
Where, and you know, maybe Barbara, we are making all of this up.
We have nothing else better to do,
and it
right?
is our true selves, right, that are experiencing all this and downloading all this. I don't know. We get to make our own meaning, but... What I do believe is that the Star Wars was because we needed as a culture to understand that there are different planets and there are different
beings.
Different
cultures.
And I do think that the Sasquatch are like Chewbacca. Mm-hmm. Like that's a perfect example.
Mm-hmm. What it could be like.
Yes.
I've always seemed to be fatter.
They are bulky.
Aren't they? And not a whole lot of neck. And I'm thinking I must be a Sasquatch because I don't have much of a neck. Maybe
Sasquatch blood. I don't know. Do I have much of a neck? I don't know. I have Welsh blood too.
Yes.
No, I mean, I've not experienced it like my friend has.
Yeah.
But,
And
if you ask, it'll happen.
Yeah, I think so. I think that would be really fun.
Mm-hmm.
So besides your other beings, any kind of other beings that you've...
Yeah, so this was interesting. I mean, I didn't know that there were all these other beings out there. And because I became open to it, then they started introducing themselves. Mm-hmm. So the Arcturians showed up,
mm-hmm.
I've been talking with them around just various issues, the issues that concern me, you know,
right.
It's kind of day to day.
Do you see them visually, or what do they look like, or do you think or know?
It's funny because I think my mind would blow if I saw them, because I still do have an issue with the whole are they friendlies. So at the very beginning, I was like, oh, extraterrestrials, because I'm dealing with the whole background of these are not friendly beings,
uh-huh.
You know, the whole alien abduction,
right.
Alien, like all that.
And those things do happen. That is a part of it. Not all of it, but it is a part of it.
Yeah, and some people have experienced that,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's all I knew. I didn't know about friendlies. And
mm-hmm.
so when I first learned that there was star people in existence, I was like, I'm going to just call them friendlies. and I called them that for like a couple months until I realized, okay, nothing can harm
right,
me.
Right.
Jesus has got my back. And then as I became more open, then, yeah, Arcturians. I've talked to Ponti, Pleiadians.
Ooh, which Ponti did you talk to?
Radar.
Oh, Radar,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, and then, and they're a trip. They
went into
joy.
That for a little bit
yes.
myself, and I met the shy girl.
Yes.
There's the shy girl. Just,
yes.
And I saw her.
Wow.
And she was in my sister's room in the four-poster bed, and I just saw her come around the corner. She only let me see her just for a second.
Yeah.
At the corner. And I know it was her. And then I got scared.
Yeah.
And I shut it down.
Yeah. But see, what I love though is we're allowed to get scared.
Yeah.
And we're allowed to shut it down. Because if I felt like I didn't have control, I wouldn't
mm-hmm.
do it.
Mm-hmm.
And they do listen to us. And the Ponti right now are teaching me about time.
Mm-hmm.
And Ponti are always moving. They are zipping and they are joyful. Like, when I feel the Ponti, just like with Sasquatch, I feel the Earth Masters.
Mm-hmm.
With the Ponti, I feel giddy joy. And that's how I know they've
yeah.
showed up. It's
yeah.
like, oh, like there's a lot of joy here right now. And they're speedy because they play with time. And so they're teaching me about like timelines and how to play with time and like physics, the physics behind time, which I've always been interested in.
Mm-hmm.
They do. They show up and you get to learn from them. And,
yeah.
and
do you know their website? It's Sue Walker.
The Sandia Mountain Crew.
The Sandy Mountain Crew. Is that what it is?
I don't.
I'll put it in the link.
They have a Facebook group.
Oh, they do. Is
yeah.
it? Sandy Mountain.
Sandia Mountain.
Sandia Mountain?
I think.
Yeah.
They also have a Twitter account.
Oh, they have a very active Twitter account.
Yes, yeah.
So we'll put it in the link afterwards. But it's Sue Walker, Sue and Otter Walker, and with the Ponti is how we know them. And she's an amazing artist.
Yes.
And she does.
Yeah.
And I keep thinking you have a T-shirt with it on. With
oh,
one of them on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because I
do
saw someone.
Do you have
someone,
one?
No.
That's funny. Maybe I'm seeing your future.
Maybe I will get one. Did
I
Sue
must
make
have
it?
One. Yeah, she makes they
oh.
make T-shirts.
Well, Sue, if you're watching, I'll order one.
Yes, Sue Walker, for sure. Wow. Yeah, so with this whole Sasquatch, Yeti, it took me a long time to stay with the word. Is it Bigfoot? Is it Sasquatch? Is it Yeti? Is it, you know, that whole thing? And for some reason, I just stuck with Sasquatch.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find one that resonates more with you or not?
I think you do, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
I'll use Sasquatch or Squashies.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And oftentimes, they'll tell you their names. And so then I'll just use their names.
Yeah.
But,
I haven't gotten that intimate with him. I just have the one, the big RE,
mm-hmm.
and he just kind of checks me, you know, kind of checks out. And I haven't stepped outside of that yet,
mm-hmm.
But I'm ready, you know. And so with the
I think it's like good friends, though. I mean, I have good friends that I don't talk to all the time.
Yeah,
but they're still
my
friend. Like I don't talk to Gene and Cass all the time.
Yeah,
they're in and out.
But he does
yeah.
come without Brian. before we would only be there with Brian until I got comfortable, I think.
Yeah.
And then after that, then, and now, and Brian's going to think this funny if Susan's still listening. Don't you think she'll call Brian? Because Brian works at night, and so he always likes to call and chat, and I've been really busy, and I haven't been able to talk to him, and then I get this, oh, do you think we should talk to him? And it's him telling me to talk to Brian, and I just think that's hilarious.
Yeah,
that just cracks me up. So, so yeah, he looks more like an abominable snowman, and that would be a picture that was a cartoon that never scared me, and I felt sorry for him. I don't know about you. Have you ever watched The Abominable Snowman when you were a little girl?
I did. In the big
white with the red. Yeah, so it kind of looked like him.
Yeah.
To me.
Okay, but I can't remember the premise of the show.
Oh,
he was a good guy, right?
And he had a lot of humor.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And he was friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So do you see if they, food-wise, do you give them any gifts or do you
give them
what they like? Your clan likes or
I don't. They will sometimes ask if they can try some food.
Heard that peanut butter that they like peanut butter? Someone told me several different people they like peanut butter.
Yeah, I
have no idea.
I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I mean I like to eat, so
do they have to
sometimes
eat?
Sometimes when I'm eating.
Or is it something that they like to do? That's like us. I know I've overate too much. I'm mostly water, so I don't need to eat so much. So I need to curtail that back in a lot, you know?
Yeah. Well, G came back and he said they do like to eat. They don't need to as much as we do, but they like to eat.
Do you like berries?
Sweet? They like
do they have a sweet tooth at all?
It's whatever they get in nature. So
berries. Honey?
Yes.
Ooh, honey. Yeah, I just saw that. Like, ooh, honey.
Yeah, honey, berries.
Get in trouble.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never asked them that question.
Yeah.
But I just hear that, yes, they can.
Someone told me a story the other day where they saw a Sasquatch for the first time and he had a construction worker's helmet on. And he thought it was the funniest thing. That the Squatch thought it was the funniest thing.
Right.
That someone had left it or something and they were playing with it.
Yeah.
Have you heard any stories like that?
Oh, I think they do love our artifacts.
Like that.
Yeah. And they do find things really, really funny that we do as well. And not so much, but maybe it's because I'm more serious. I don't know.
Yeah. I have a friend who, at Dragon's Gate Gardens, she's the owner, her and her husband, Mose, and I spent some time there. And they have Sasquatch on their property. But she was at another house and doing something, and she was telling them about how much she loved the forest. And she helped this person while she was there, and she was sitting out saying how much she loved it. And then she turned around, and when she turned back around, on the table was a gift from the Sasquatch. And it was... A cup filled with mud or dirt, but on the outside was a pottery. It was handmade and it said, "You are beautiful."
Wow.
But what was weird about it, she said, is that it was out of time because it must have been 30, 40 years old.
Wow.
So the Sasquatch must have had it all that time. Do they keep things?
Yes.
You know, for very long times. And they thought, oh, we're going to make her really happy. And they left her this gift. Of this very old cup. I have pictures of it on my phone where it says, "You are beautiful." Isn't that cool?
That's incredible.
I just that makes my heart feel good that they will do things like that for you.
Yes. I think, they'll just show up as who they are. So like G and Cass are fun. Like they'll show up and they'll want to dance. They'll have a joke or two, or sometimes they'll just come in as a joke, you know, where it's like, to suddenly be at your elbow, you know. As I was traveling recently, I heard Todos Aquí, and it was a Sasquatch family from Mexico, and they were there and like ready to go, ready to travel with us. And they wanted to speak in Spanish, and my Spanish is not that great. and but I have a friend who does have good Spanish, so I was like, well, they're going to have to talk to you, but they have kids with them, and the kids tried to talk to me in Spanish and gave up. They totally could use telepathy, but they were choosing not to use telepathy.
To have the culture.
Yeah, they wanted to
culture
use
experience.
Yeah, they wanted to use Spanish.
That's awesome.
And so, yeah, and so the kids were like, "You're boring," and they went and talked to my friend. You know, so I'm like, "Well, sorry guys, I can't really understand what you're saying, and so I can't really reply." So things like that, and then I've also experienced where a fence they didn't want this fence to be there, but they were respectful of the owner, and then they were leaning on the fence. And I was telling the owner, I was like, yeah, so what they're telling me is you can choose to not take the fence down, but they are leaning heavily on it. Like, you know, like the teenager lean.
Yeah, like
come on,
can you take this down? Can you like do us a favor here? You know, do us such
totally
a favor.
We totally respect you.
Yeah, but
come on now.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. So they do subtle humor. They as well as like throw things at you. I just haven't experienced that yet.
I haven't either. I'm waiting for that part. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Yeah, this
We're,
has been
we
great.
Just have a couple minutes left.
Yeah, so thank you.
Pretty,
thank you,
pretty
everyone.
Fast. And thanks, everyone, for tuning in to the Cosmic Oracle Show today. And I'm your host, Barbara Jean Lindsay. And you can reach me on Facebook here at Barbara Jean Lindsay. I also have the Cosmic Oracle Show. So like it, subscribe to it, do all those things to it. Check out my website, BarbaraJeanLindsay.com. And that's BarbaraJeanLindsay.com. And check out what's going on. I have my speaking engagements there and a whole bunch of other stuff. And check out Monique Starseed site on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm new to the interwebs, though, so there's not a lot on there. Still. not a good poster.
Well, you're getting there. We're getting there. I want to thank Susan for coming on. Give Brian a big hug for me and the best of luck with the British Columbia Sasquatch event. Check out Brian Bland's on Facebook. That's Brian Bland, B-L-A-N-D. And maybe if you check him out, he sings amazing Elvis songs and different songs. He's an amazing singer. And they have a new YouTube channel. And I forget. Oh, Pork and Beans. He has a Pork and Beans show with a focus on Sasquatch stories. And check him out. And I also have a YouTube channel, the Cosmic Oracle YouTube channel. We have quite a few. I have quite a few up there, so it's been a while. So I wanted to thank also Patrick English for being my producer last week with Grant Cameron. Those of you that are waiting for that Grant Cameron interview, I'm still working on it. I love to interview and I love doing this part of it, but the other part is always a challenge for me. So so be patient with me. All right, everyone, that's it. Thanks for tuning in and we'll see you next week. Have a great week and much love to everyone. Peace out.
Thank you for listening to Revolution.